Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I want to show you
manje ngifuna ukukubonisa
how his rest
ukuthi uphumula kanjani
looks like.
Kubukeka kanjani ukuphumula.
Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles with me in Matthew chapter 11.
Vula ku Matthew 11
verse 28 to 30. Matthew chapter 11 from verse 28. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give is so light."
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. May you enter into his rest. In Jesus' name. You will never live until you have his rest. Many of us are overwhelmed by stress every day. You are worried about your life. You are worried about your job. You are worried about money. You are worried about your children. There's worries every day. Every single side. You are being bombarded by something to worry about. It is only when you find his rest where you will start living. Because now you hand over your worries to him. And you start living. Do you understand what I'm saying? Until you find his rest, you will not enjoy life. Some people think that when they have money, they will rest. Even those who have money have no rest. I met a man who bought a house that was 15
million
rand. And he said to me, "Do you know the owner of this house was a gentleman who owned a certain well-known company in South Africa? This guy built a mall. And while people were shopping in his mall, the mall collapsed on people. And they all sued him. And he lost his money like that. Even wealthy people are ever worried and concerned about something. The only one who can give you rest is Jesus. Nobody else. When you find his rest, you will start living life. I tell you. You'll start enjoying every day. I tell you. Stop worrying. When worry comes, you just hand it over. You continue living. Somebody say, "I'm going to continue living." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now,
manje,
I explained last week. He said, "Take my yoke. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, a yoke are those belts that they tie the cars with, that enables the driver to be able to lead the animal wherever it must go. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
So yoke, let's do it, you know, as I'm getting into the message, you have to be a bit faster. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, when Jesus is saying, "Take my yoke," What he's saying is that give me control.
Ebethi nika mina ukudrive.
Do you understand? The rest that God gives you,
uNkulunkulu akunika khona.
You recognize it by having direction.
Uzokhumbula ngokuba nezindlela.
God's rest,
ukuphumula kaNkulunkulu,
is giving you direction.
Ukunika indlela.
Quickly read for me Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16. Quickly
read Jeremiah.
Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the Lord says. Stop at the crossroad and look around. Ask for the old godly way and walk in it. Travel its path and you will find rest for your souls.
Hallelujah. It says that ask the way.
Uthi buza indlela.
When you find the way,
ngenkathi uthola indlela,
you will have rest for your souls.
Uzothola ukuphumula komphefumulo.
Many people are restless in life.
Abantu abaningi abanakho ukuphumula.
Because they don't know where to go.
Ngoba bayazi indlela okumele behambe ngayo.
They don't know the next step to take.
Abakwazi ukulandela okumele bekwenze.
They don't know what to do.
Abazi yini okumele bayenze.
You've got a child?
Unomntwana.
Uyakhlupha lo mntwana.
He's giving you a problem.
The teachers call you.
Uthisha uyakubiza.
You beat the child?
Uyamshaya.
Still.
Akashintshi.
The problem persists.
Inkinga ibaningi.
Every problem that you can have from a child.
Zonke inkinga ongaba nazo emntwaneni wakho.
Your child is giving you that problem.
Umntwana ukunika wena inkinga.
Now, when you don't know what to do,
manje mawungazi ukuthi kumele wenzeni,
you'll always be restless.
Uyazi ukuthi awunakuphumula.
You'll always be worried.
Uhlala ukhathazekile.
But the way that Jesus gives you rest,
kodwa uJesu indlela akunika
ukuphumula, he gives you direction. What do you need to do?
Yini okumele
uyenze to change the situation?
Ukushintsha leso simo.
When you don't know what you need to do, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, it is illegal to sleep in this church, please.
I'm
watching you very carefully. I'm allergic to sleeping in church. I'm allergic. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, just shake yourself, shake yourself. Hallelujah. He gives you direction. I haven't been working for the last 5 years.
Ngike ngaba nenkinga eminyaka emihlanu.
I've tried this.
Lokho ngazama nalokho.
Can you see you are restless?
Uyabona ukuthi awunakuphumula.
But the Lord comes in.
Kodwa inkosi iyangena.
And he takes the reins of your life, the steering wheel.
Uthatha intambo.
And he says this direction.
Ithi asiyele.
This direction.
Isiphinde siyele.
Gives you rest.
Wena wathola ukuphumula.
Rest.
Ukuphumula.
That's how it looks like.
Indlela okungayo.
Pastor, how do I know?
Baba ngingazi kanjani?
That I am in his rest.
Ukuthi ngisekuphumuleni kwakhe.
Direction.
Indlela.
Do you receive direction from Jesus?
Uyayithola indlela ephuma kuJesu na?
When you receive his direction,
ngenkathi uthola indlela yakhe,
chances are you are in his rest.
Amathuba okuthi ube.
If you don't receive any direction,
uma ungatholi nje indlela,
you may be outside his rest.
Uzoba ngaphandle kokuphumula kwakhe.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord.
Shaya izandla lishayele inkosi.
The same God you read about in your Bible,
Inkosi esifunda ngayo efanayo
is the same today.
Yilena kuyiyona namhlanje.
And he'll be the same forever.
And kuyoba yona ingunaphakade.
He still talks.
Usazokhuluma.
He still gives direction.
Usakunika nendlela.
Before he used to give direction to specific people.
Andubu bakunika indlela ebantwini.
But when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, the Bible says the veil was broken.
IBhayibheli lithi ithempeli laqhekezeka.
That signifies that even you and me can receive direction.
Singayithola indlela
from God. He can speak to you. He can speak to me. And give you direction about your spiritual life, about your career, about your children, about your marriage, about anything that concerns you. That's how he will give you rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. How many realize that sometimes you need some direction in life? It's only when you enter his rest where he starts. And I have to remind you, when you don't have money, it doesn't mean that he's not directing anymore. There's this foolishness in the church that money means God. It's foolishness. So why do you think David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. He's directing you even in the valley of the shadow of death. In heaven, money is not celebrated. It's your closeness to God and how he's able to lead you and guide you. If money was the standard, then Jesus should be someone we don't follow at all. One time some people said, can we follow you? They said, no problem, but just know, foxes have holes, birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere where he can lay his head. Will you follow somebody like that? Jesus, you want to have a mega church, but you are telling people you don't have anywhere to stay. People want houses. Am I talking to someone? Direction. May God give you direction. You see, I explained to you that his rest, you enter into it when you live by faith. You understand? So in every situation and circumstance of life, learn to keep trusting him and holding on to him, and he will give you his direction. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Young person, you are finishing matric. You don't know what to study. May he give you direction. If you study the wrong thing, you will cry for the rest of your life. You and I need his direction. Hallelujah. May the Lord lead you. Young person, you want to marry, may he give you direction. If you marry the wrong person,
you will cry tears.
May he give you direction. Don't look at 6-pack. Listen to the voice of Jesus as it gives you direction. Young people are not saying amen.
Amen.
When I preach, I'm looking at you in the eye. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Receive direction in Jesus' name. Number 2.
Number
2. Turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6.
Chapter 6.
From verse 19.
Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Don't store up treasures here on earth, where moth eat them and rust destroy them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven, where moth and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there your desire is, for your heart will be.
Amen. One of the things you recognize when you find God's rest is that you realize that you are a citizen of heaven. Earth is not your final destination. You know that you have another home that God has prepared for you, that is awaiting you when your time here is finished. One of the reasons why people are restless in life is because they don't have that confidence that when I die, I will be with God forever. I was once like that. Before I got saved, every now and then, I would think about what would happen to me, what happens to a person when they die. And I used to think, when I die, what's going to happen to me? Do I just disappear? Will I know that I'm dead? Those thoughts used to torment me and would cause me to live in fear. When people used to read the book of Revelation, I used to be afraid until I met Jesus. And he revealed his word to me. Now I realize that death is just a door to the next life. That's why Apostle Paul said, I'm in a strait betwixt two. To stay here or to go. For me to go is gain, because I'm going to Jesus. For me to stay is gain for you, because I'll keep teaching you and directing you. So he wasn't afraid. He knew that he has a home that is waiting for him. Many people are restless because they don't have that peace in their heart that makes them know that when they die, they are going to meet God. They are not aware. People are living in fear. They are afraid. But when you find his rest, you know. Like I was explaining to you, that the way that I see life is like wrestling. WWE. It's already, before those guys start fighting, they already know who's going to win. There are some people, Mamrud, who believe that wrestling is real. But I'm sure most of us have realized that it's not real. Hallelujah. And so, I've come to a point in my life where I've realized that no matter what happens to me here, it doesn't matter. What really matters is my eternal destiny. So whether people like me or don't like me, whether I'm famous or I'm not famous, as long as that one is guaranteed, I'm pashash. The Lazarus was the poorest of the poorest. Poorer than poor people. Highest level degree of poverty.
And a diploma yokhlupheka.
Hallelujah. I mean, I've seen poor people, but I've never seen people who were waiting for crumbs to fall off people's table so that they can eat.
There's
another level. But the Bible says when he died, he received a royal, angelic protection. And they came and took him to his final place of rest, where he was enjoying life. The other guy who was a fool, who thought godliness is gain and focused his whole life of getting money. The Bible says he was wearing the best clothes. Recently, I saw a boxer, Mamruti, came to South Africa. And he spent 7 million rands.
On
shoes, clothes.
7 million.
Just give it to me, I'll show you how to
let her give me
7 million. Not the clothes and the.
This makes me angry as.
How can you do with 7 million? Somebody is putting it on their shoes. And walking.
Sis, man. Aye.
And he's making me. I'm feeling angry. That was the rich man.
God,
the best of everything. But when he died.
God,
the Bible says, in hell, he lifted his eyes. See it, Father Abraham.
And Lazarus,
afar off. And he cried out, Father
Abraham,
have mercy on me. Send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger. For where I am, I am in torments. Torments. All his money was not talking to, for him
anymore.
All his rich friends, his
political friends,
his houses, his everything was no longer talking for him anymore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Am I talking to somebody? The way our sound is treating me, I'm tempted to stop where I am. Hallelujah. So the wonderful thing about the rest that Jesus gives you
first
is that he makes heaven your reality. You know that you will go there. It gives you a peace. It gives you a rest. Hallelujah. Put your hands one more time. And when you get there, when you live for him, you'll no longer cry tears anymore. For all eternity, you will have rest. Hallelujah. Say, neighbor, let's live for Jesus. Tell your other neighbor, say, neighbor, let's live for Jesus. He will make heaven a reality. Amen and amen.
Amen.
This is what the Lord gives you. Imagine you live this life and you suffer. Then again you die. And then you go to suffer even
more.
(laughs) And I told it last week.
Ngutshelile nange vike
edlule. That I see the fire.
Ukuthi ngibona umlilo.
The fire is not my problem.
Umlilo ayona inkinga.
My problem is that the fire is ongoing.
Inkinga ukuthi umlilo uyaqhubeka.
Forever.
Njalo.
And ever.
Njalo.
And ever.
Njalo.
And ever.
Njalo.
And ever.
Njalo.
That's why I see fool saying on TV, I'll see you in hell. No, you will not see me in hell. I'm not going there. You see yourself there.
Lapho uzoyibona wena lapho.
I'm preparing for heaven.
Mina ngilungiselela izulu.
Fools.
Ilima.
See you in hell.
Zibona wena sihogweni.
Do they know what hell is?
Ziyazi ukuthi yini sihogo.
How many want to go to heaven?
Bangaka bafuna ukuya ezulwini.
May you enter the gates of heaven one day.
Ungahamba futhi egate
in Jesus mighty name.
Ngegama lika Jesu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me give you the last point and then I close.
Ngikunikele ukugcina.
When God gives you rest,
ngenkathi uNkulunkulu ekunika ukuphumula,
one of the things you will enjoy,
izinto ozoyithokozela,
is he will free you,
uzokukhulula,
from living for money,
ukuphileleni imali.
I knew you won't say
amen. Nyazo amen ngeke babe khona.
Nithanda kabi imali.
You like money too much.
I said he will free you,
ngithi uzokukhulula,
from living for money,
ekuphileleni imali.
Matthew 6 and verse 24.
Matthew 6 and verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both money and God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Oh, but come, Sidley, come quickly.
Brother Albert is on Dela.
Kingsley, come quickly. This is money.
Lena imar.
This is God.
La uNkulunkulu.
This is you. There's never anyone on this earth who is in between.
Akekho omunye kulomhlaba ophakathi.
Either you are serving him.
Noma usebenzela yena.
Or you are serving him.
Or usebenzela lo.
Why are you running away from money? You are either there or you are either here.
Ungaphaya noma ulaphaya.
There's no in between.
Akukho ukuba phakathi
nendawo. Maybe there was a third person they mentioned.
Ufunde futhi mhlawumbe khona wesithathu.
Verse 24.
No one can serve two masters.
Uh-huh.
For you will hate one and love the other.
Mm-hmm.
And you will devote to you will be devoted to one and despise the other.
Mm.
You cannot serve both God and money.
You can't. So you are serving someone.
Usebenzela umunye.
Whether you know it or you don't know it.
Noma ngabe uyazi noma awazi.
Whether you like it or you don't like.
Noma ngabe uyathanda noma awuthandi.
You are either serving money.
Usebenzela imali.
Or you are serving God.
Noma usebenzela uNkulunkulu.
That's the reality.
Lokho nje kumile.
Of this life.
Kwalomhlaba.
I explained to you that we are slaves here.
Ngichazile kuwe ukuthi sizigqila la emhlabeni.
So either we are slaves this side.
Uyisigqila semali.
Or we are slaves this side.
Noma uyisigqila sikaNkuluNkulu.
When Jesus comes into the picture.
Ngenkathi uJesu evela.
He frees you.
Wakhulula wena.
From the bondage of this one.
Ukubambeka emalini.
And he gives you the freedom of this world.
Wakunika ukukhululeka kaNkuluNkulu.
It is so healing, peace giving.
Ngiyelapha kunika ukuthula.
Life giving.
Kunika ukuphila.
When you wake up in the morning.
Ngenkathi uvuka ekuseni.
You are not waking up for money.
Awuvuki uvukela imali.
Just let that sink in a little bit.
Ngesikubheka ukugcina.
We are so used to living for money.
Siyabona siphilela imali.
And money is such a ruthless master.
Imali yona nkinga enkulu.
Takes your life.
Ithatha impilo yakho.
Monday to Friday. Someone was telling me recently he was working Monday to Monday.
Omunye bethu sebenza Monday to Monday.
Monday to Monday.
Monday to Monday.
And then at the end of the month.
Makuphele inyanga.
Ukunika nje okuncane uthi ungabale kubuye futhi.
He just gave you smaller nyana.
Do this thing again.
Ukuthi ubuye futhi.
That's why if I give you too much you might have other ideas.
Because if ngunika okukhulu zoba nomunye umqondo.
I just want you to have enough for 30 days.
Ngifuna ube nalokho kwanele izinsuku.
Come back.
Ubuye.
And then we do it again.
Siyenze futhi.
I'm sick. Just stay one day.
Hlala nje ilanga elilodwa.
If you stay more than one day.
Uma uhlala nje ilanga elidlule.
I want to see letters from your doctors and everything. A slave driver, the money guy.
Isiqila sika driver.
Hallelujah. So I'd rather be enslaved to God.
Kungcono ngibe isiqila sika nkulunkulu.
Than be enslaved to money.
Ukuba ngibe isiqila semali.
How do you know that you are free? Jesus first. The kingdom of God. And all his righteousness. And all these other things.
Konke lokho kunye.
I will give to you.
Ngizokunika wena.
Many of us.
Abaningi bethu.
We are not enjoying his rest.
Asijabulela ukuphumula.
Because we are seeking all these other things.
Ngoba sifuna zonke lezi zinto.
And the thing that he promised to give it to us for free.
Izinto leza tells us nika zona mahala.
We are chasing.
Siyagijimisa.
We are fighting. We are robbing people.
Siyababamba.
I knew that you won't give me amen. This message of mine.
Amen.
But I like what I'm preaching.
Kodwa ngiyakwazi ngoshumayelayo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ask your neighbor who are you living for?
Uzumakhelwane uphilela muphi la?
Kingsley, who are you living for?
Uphilela muphi la?
For God. All right. Huh? For God. For money.
Imali.
They are in between.
Uphakathi nendawo.
Was there in between where you read?
Ukhona phakathi
nje. What are you in between, sir?
Angibonanga lapho.
Either God,
uNkulunkulu noma imali.
But when Jesus comes,
ngikhona uJesu mayebuya.
He frees you.
Uzokukhulula wena.
From the concern of money.
Kukho kokukhathazeka kweimali.
He frees you.
Uyakukhulula.
And he will take care of you.
Yena uzokunakekela.
Many of you don't believe that the Lord will take care of you.
Abaningi bena bakhole ukuthi uNkulunkulu engabanakekela.
I'm telling you the truth.
Ngutshela iqiniso.
That's why you are so restless.
Ingakho ningaphumuli.
May you live for him and not for money.
Ungaphilela yena hayi imali.
In Jesus mighty name.
Ngegama lika Jesu.
Trust him enough.
Uthemba yena ngokwanele.
To know that one day.
Wazi ukuthi ngelinye ilanga.
You'll be so blessed.
Uzobusiseka.
There'll come a day where money will be chasing you.
Yofika ilanga la imali izolandela wena.
Hallelujah. You don't believe what I'm saying.
Awukholwa lekho ngushona.
There will come a day.
Kuyofika ilanga.
Where money will be chasing you.
Lapho imali izoligijimisa wena.
It will chase you.
Izogijimisa wena.
There will come a day where you will say, Lord,
kuyofika ilanga lapho uthi Nkosi.
I'm satisfied.
Mina nganele.
I have enough.
Nganele.
And that is now the moment.
Ingakho leso sikhathi.
Where your cup will start to overflow.
Lapha uzoqala ukuphuphuma.
Overflow.
Izophuphuma.
Because you are satisfied.
Ngoba wanele.
Your eye will start seeing other people.
Iso lakho lizobona abanye abantu.
And you start blessing other people around.
Uzoqala ukubusisa abantu.
Because you are satisfied.
Ngoba wanelisekile.
How many of us here we have rich uncles, rich
bangaka abantu.
People in our families.
Abanabantu abacebile emndenini.
But you are so poor but you have the same
kodwa wena uceba.
Same name as a person who is very rich.
Kodwa ibongo zenu ziyafana nalona ocebile.
And they don't ensure that you do well at school. They don't know. They are just building a bigger house.
Bakha nje indle enkulu.
They are always changing the next car and the next car and the next car.
They are
only worried about their money.
Bakhathazeke ngemali yabo kuphela.
It is only when you become satisfied by God.
Ngenkathuzaneliso uNkulunkulu.
Where you are freed
akukhulule
from money. You are freed from what do people say? What do people think? You are no longer there anymore. Your only concern is seeking Him and the kingdom of God, doing His will. God takes care of everything. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord, somebody. May the Lord free us from serving money. Hallelujah. May He free us. When you stop living for money, you will start living for real. You start living. Hallelujah. Amen. Am I preaching to somebody? I see God blessing many people in this church as you focus on Him. Hallelujah. Put your hands one last time. Do it well now. Put your hands for Jesus well. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in the last days. We have to start living like people who believe these things. If Jesus would come today, are you ready? If He would come today, many of us are living as though we know we have time. How do you know you have time? When young people are dying. Start having an eye for eternity. It's important. You don't want to have regrets. In eternity. That thing is forever. Live for Him now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Live for Him when? Now.
Manje.
Many people are afraid of death because they know. Inside you know that you are not ready. Let's trust Jesus. Let Him free you from chasing and following money and give you eyes for Him alone so that the day you meet Him you will be celebrated. Hallelujah. Let's rise to our feet. Let's celebrate our God, somebody. May He give this church rest. May He give parents in this house rest. May He give young people here rest. May He give those who are wandering in this life, may He give you rest. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may He give you rest. May He give you rest. In Jesus' mighty name. If you believe, let me hear a loud amen.
Amen.
That amen doesn't have faith. Can I hear a louder amen?
Amen.
You will receive rest for your soul. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you so much for your word today. I pray for your children that they will find your rest and that they will live in the middle of the rest that God gives. Free them from being wanderers on the earth, not knowing where they are going and what they are doing. but give them direction. Lord, I pray, free them from the fear of not knowing what will happen to them when they die. But Lord, let them find you and give them reality of heaven. That in their hearts of hearts, they will know that when they die, they will spend the rest of eternity with you. And I ask my King that you free them from the bondage and slavery of money. Let them enjoy life. The life that you give as they follow you, my King. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And the church will say aloud, amen. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Come on, say it. Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.